things start getting better.
I agree. There was a time when there was a noticeable change. There was also a time when you hit an all-time low. And you made your own decision on what to do. And, boy, hats off to you. I believe you when you say not a lot of people can do what you did getting help from the VA. Because
pretty stubborn.
Yeah, I was going to be nice and call it ego, but you know, you guys were trained and you were built to be, you know, not take no for an answer. So that was just an interesting time in our lives. Would you agree?
I wouldn't say interesting. I wouldn't say anything about it at all. I was probably drunk the majority of the time through it.
Sure.
But, again, hats off to the VA. And they're like, okay, this is not you.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. You know you're better than this. And, you know, just put the booze down. You're already more than capable of doing things that other people can't do, from like a skateboarding.
Yes, yes.
It's like you can pick yourself up, you can fall down, pick yourself up again.
Many times as it takes.
Yeah, not everybody can do that. So
this is true.
Get up.
I don't know if I ever told you.
Do the right thing.
I don't know if I ever told you one of the times we went to the VA, I forget what injury he had, but she pulled me aside, literally grabbed me by my collar and said, listen, hang in there. He will get better. He can do this. Be patient. Because I'm thinking she was looking at me while I was looking at you, thinking, I'm going to toss this guy out on his ear. And she just gave me the talk. She gave me the talk, and it was a real deal. And you know how those, you know, I don't know, she was an Army nurse or Marine nurse or Navy nurse, I don't know what.
They're all.
But she was.
They're all service.
She was the lead, and she gave me real talk. And that was super helpful. Again, you know, there's so many points that have to be touched to get through these dark moments.
Yeah,
there's
dark.
So many touch points that have to happen. I don't want to say,
but she's been through that darkness.
She's seen it every day.
You have not.
No.
And so, you know,
yeah,
sometimes you just gotta give the bad news and be like, okay. It's yeah. Like he's here now.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Because she mentioned something like, you know what? Today is not a good day. Tomorrow will get better. He can do this. Don't give up on him. And I must have had that look in my eyes that said, okay. And I was ready to, okay.
I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, right? We're very grateful for her to say, slow down. They slowed me down while they were slowing you down. And that turned out to work really well. Again, hopefully it's not a cookie cutter. It won't work for everyone. Everyone needs something different.
No, but everyone should know.
Yes, everyone should know.
It's not always the end. It's not because you're getting stuck up.
Yeah.
Hitting rock bottom.
Yeah. And you don't know it till you've been there. But you know.
I'm not even sure if I hit rock bottom.
Wow. That's an interesting statement. That is. That.
And you could always say that someone's hit rock bottom, but that still won't be rock bottom. That's just giving up.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
That's why I'm grateful for you, Pop.
Sure.
So I'm grateful for the VA.
Amen.
I'm grateful for Coco. Grateful for Gio.
Everyone pitched in.
Yeah.
It was a resource team effort. You spent some time as a Veterans Affairs advocate when you were doing some work at college. What did you do there?
I worked with getting the GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
People getting out of the military and using their benefits to getting them enrolled in college.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you know, but I just got my certificate of eligibility
for
college. Like a couple of days ago.
I say this again. If you're a veteran, if you served in the military and you something's a little off, call your VA. There's so many resources there. The GI Bill.
It's just a little bit more helpful if you call a veteran.
Yeah.
Who's already been using his GI Bill. Makes him move forward
yeah.
a little smoothly.
Yeah, because there seems to be a lot of...
I'll show you that letter right now.
Yeah, I believe you. I remember we went to the Verizon store, I believe, and I sat at a table while you were talking to the Verizon sales guy, who was a veteran, who had not a clue about what the GI Bill or what the VA was about. He had not taken that step towards it yet. And I remember you telling him, and I was so proud how you were doing it, letting him know how important it was for him to do so. There's a lot of benefits, not just medical.
Fortunately, I think his wife was just using him for a green card because he married internationally. From a Japanese woman.
When he was in Okinawa?
Yeah.
That happens.
So she's using for a green card.
That happens. But the VA doesn't just offer medical services.
No.
And the GI Bill... I mean,
there's good and bad. Any which way you look at it. But on the good side... First of all, they saved my bacon.
Yes, they did.
They sure did.
Yes, they did.
They gave me counseling. They got me education.
Yeah, I think I think the time you spent in college with the GI Bill, some work related stuff you did with the GI Bill, you've done quite a bit of stuff with the GI Bill. More than housing is still there on the table for you.
Yeah, it is.
That there's just so much that the VA is just isn't medical. There's so much going on there.
Well, medical was a big part of everything, considering all of the things that I did. The rollovers, the IEDs.
Yeah.
Just regular training was a bit taxing, but I was a lot younger back then, so I could handle it.
Yeah.
But now that I'm past 30, it's like everything. It's just it's
falling apart. Oh, wait till you hit 56, sir. Tell you, it's going to be a fun ride. You know, yeah. The part with the roller coaster is when you go to the top and it starts to go down? Yeah, that's 56. That's where they get the term over the hill.
You age about twice your age.
Oh, yeah. Sure. There's a multiplier there.
Yeah.
When you were in the ICU, I think you were in there for like 3 months.
Yeah. It's a little.
It's about 3 months.
Yeah.
I remember going there every day, being there, I remember having a lot of conversations with staff, with resources.
You're such good people.
Yeah.
Just the best.
They did a fantastic job. Obviously, you're standing on your 2 feet now. You're still a pain in my butt, but that's okay.
I wasn't to them.
It's welcome.
I was their favorite patient.
Oh, yeah, you were nice to them. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's nothing but jokes and
smoking and joking. There's oxygen there, so there's no smoking. But I just wanted to disclaimer.
Sure.
So for this episode, folks, we're right around the 30-minute mark, so we'll have to close it off here. Dylan, thank you for your service as usual.
Yeah, no problem. I'd love to do it again. Thank you for your time.
With our last 30 seconds here, can you talk to a veteran who's listening right now, and can you ask him to please go to the VA if he needs it? Give him the brother talk.
Sometimes people need to tell you to go to the VA. Mm-hmm. But the VA is always going to be there for you.
Very good. Very good. You can find your local VA. Just Google it. Find your nearest one. They have shuttles if you live a little further out. I know that's a thing. There's not one close by. They do have satellite locations. Ours happens to be close by. So we're fortunate in that. Guys, listen, it was great talking to you. Put your comments in below. If you want to reach out, just let me know. We're always looking for guests, fellow veterans as well. What branch that is doesn't matter. And I want to thank you for listening, and we appreciate you taking your important time to spend with us. So, thank you.
Veteran in the noise out.
Calms out. All right, guys, take care.